This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating disability determination exam on Christopher Lee Bailey, last name B-A-I-L-E, first name Christopher, middle name Lee, date of birth 10/30/92, date of exam 1/11/23. The above named patient was informed that no physician-patient relationship would be established after this exam. Informant, self, that's patient, allegations, HIV since birth. Apparently his mother was HIV, mother and father were HIV positive. Learning disability, right hip pain, recent left, right hip pain is more recent. Left hip problem for several years. And the stroke that left his right upper, right arm and leg, right leg, with weakness, period. History of presenting illness. This patient was sent here for a disability general medical exam with some emphasis on neurologic exam. Past medical history, he's HIV positive and is on treatment. He does have a history of high blood pressure and has had a stroke. He also claims he has learning disability. Past surgical history, none. Review of the medical records that he brought does show that Dr. Veazey has seen him and had diagnosed avascular necrosis of the left hip. Current medications, Biktarvy, that's Biktarvy, 50-200-25 milligrams one a day. Cyclobenazepine, 10 milligrams added as needed for muscle spasm. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams, two a day. Sertraline, not sure of the strength, one a day. Etodolac, 200 milligrams twice a day. Clindamycin phosphate gel for his face. He says he's not taking gabapentin or meloxicam, although he had written it on the forms here. Tetracycline takes one a day, does not know the strength. Vancomycin takes one a day, does not know the strength. Under past medical history, please include, he also claims he has had shingles and has pain in his left side of the forehead and left scalp up to the midline, for which he was given gabapentin, but he's not taking it at this time. Allergies, no known drug allergy. Social history, he's not working at this time. He used to work in Texas Shaw making sausages up until 2018 in Caldwell, Texas. He was married, but he's divorced at this time. He does have four children. Actually, he has 1 5-year-old and a set of triplets. He smokes. He has been smoking for several years, and now he is vaping. He used to drink, but not anymore. Does not drink any alcohol now. Does not use any recreational drugs at this time. He typically tries to walk around the neighborhood. He tries to do that to work out his muscle spasms. He is seeking disability. He does not have disability at this time, nor does he have any workman's comp. Family history. Father and mother both had HIV positive. Mother is deceased. Father is alive. He has a brother who is well. limitations. He says the length of time he can sit, stand, and walk depends upon how he's feeling when he wakes up. He does not can really quantitate the time he could do those activities. He cannot lift more than 10 pounds. Head, normocephalic. Skin, he does have some scars on the left temporal area and forehead. Eyes, PERLA, he is wearing glasses. Neck is supple, no left nobility, thoracically, JVP not distended. ENT exam with the normal limits. General, he's awake, alert, and oriented to time, place, person, and situation. His mood was stable and normal. He did have good eye contact and somewhat slow in the speech, though. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Cerebellar, he has a modified hemiplegic gait. He kind of drags his right leg, foot, and his left leg is not stable either. His gait is quite awkward, and he holds on to the walls. He did not bring his cane either. Hand-eye coordination was slow but normal. The muscles, he does not have any palpable muscle spasm. His strength was in his upper extremities. On the left, it was 5x5, and the right is 1x5. In the lower extremities, on the left, it was 5x5, and in the right, it's 0x5. He is hemiparetic on the right side. Reflexes were 2+ bilaterally, symmetrical. Sensory system was intact. Musculoskeletal, no joint swelling or erythema or effusion or deformities, but he was very, the examination of the right hip was painful. He would not cooperate. He did not allow me to check his right hip. He's able to lift, carry, and handle light objects, but unable to squat or rise from that position. He can sit down with some difficulty, rising to standing level is with some difficulty, and bilateral support. Once he's up, he's able to walk a few steps and get to the exam table, and he's able to prop himself on the table. He's also able to get back from the table, but he needs assistance getting to the chair. Tandem walking was totally abnormal. Did not even try it because he was falling. He was not able to walk on heels or toes. He could not stand on one foot, either foot. He did dress adequately. He was able to put on his shoes. He was cooperative except for the right hip exam. Review of system. Head denies any headache, dizziness. Eyes does have a problem with vision, and he is using the his glasses. Neck denies any pain or swelling. ENT exam denies any sore throat, difficulty swallowing, or hearing. Chest denies any problem with breathing or any chest pain. Abdomen denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. On exam, his eye exam was abnormal. Without his glasses, his OD was 2020, OS was 2070, OU was 2040. But with glasses, it was right was again 2030, left was 2070, and with the OU was both was 2040. His hearing was normal. He's left-handed. His range of motion exam. Cervical flexion was normal and at up to 60 degrees. Extension was normal up to 60 degrees. Lateral flexion was good up to 45 degrees, and the rotation was limited though to 40 degrees. Shoulder, he was able to internally rotate normally and externally rotate normally. Adduction and abduction were normal. Elbow exam, extension and flexion were normal. Supination and pronation were normal. Wrist, dorsiflexion and palmar flexion were normal. Ulnar deviation and radial deviation were normal. Hand, metacarpophalangeal flexion was 45 degrees. Flexion at CMC thumb was 15 degrees. Hand PIP flexion was normal. PIP extension was normal. DIP flexion was limited to 50, and DIP extension was limited to. Thoracolumbar, because of the instability of his posture, unable to stand still, I was not really able to check the thoracolumbar extension and flexion. And lateral rotation, though, was good, normal. Lateral flexion and rotation was good. Hip right side, unable to examine, patient was complaining of a lot of pain. Left hip flexion and extension and internal and external rotation all were normal. Knee extension and flexion were normal bilaterally. Ankle and foot flexion and extension were normal. Eversion and inversion were normal. At this time, this patient's limitation is he does have right-sided weakness, right hemiparesis. He also has right hip pain. He's HIV positive and is on treatment. He has a learning disability that he claims. He has the postherpetic neuralgia and a history of hypertension. Addendum on Christopher Lee Bailey. He did have a right hip X-ray which showed no abnormality. There was a small CAM deformity of the right anterior femoral head neck junction. X-ray of the left hip though showed avascular necrosis of the femoral head with secondary advanced osteoarthritis. There was also a collapse of the left femoral head articular surface.